The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Kristen's taking a look at herself and realizing it's time.
Yeah. You know those viral memes on Instagram or TikTok where they play that audio saying, it is time. And it is time for me to read this naked mind.
That says a lot right there.
You had, and you have said that once you are examining your relationship with alcohol, you have to be ready to read this book in order to receive the messages that are in this book. And I'm not saying I put it off, but I haven't been ready to receive the message of this naked mind. And now I am, which is about examining your relationship with alcohol, right?
And we've said this a million times. I love this book. Your husband has read it also.
Numerous times.
If you really are like at that point, not like, you know what, I'm like where you play this game with yourself where you're like, I'm going to stop drinking, but you really know you're not going to. Mm-hmm. When you've really, there's usually like a last straw or a couple of last straws that I'll ask Kristen about in a second, that where you're like, you know what, I really am serious about giving this thing up. This is the book that pushes you over the edge because it takes away every single excuse you've ever given yourself about drinking.
And that's where I'm at right now is like, I need to eliminate the excuses. And it's one of those things where, do I think I'm an alcoholic? No. But do I think when I imbibe, I go too hard and then I screw myself the next day and I don't get anything done? Yes. And I also think, too, where I am now, as far as taking care of my health, mm-hmm. it's so contradictory or so hypocritical for me to be over here eating right, for me to be over here taking my supplements, for me to be over here doing my hot yoga, doing my strength training, doing all these things to make myself as healthy as possible. And then on a Friday night, throw it all away by drinking a bottle of rosé and then feeling like crap the next day and not accomplishing anything that's on my to-do list.
Right.
That's where I am right now. Granted, that Friday night, yeah, it's just, it's so much fun. And I feel like I'm just so much more fun when I drink.
I think most of us feel that way.
I am a better version. I don't have any insecurities or anxiety when I drink. But man, the next day it sucks.
Well, even though this book, I'm sure, is a wealth of knowledge, I don't think it's done a great job convincing y'all to stop drinking. So I'm curious, what has been in this book that's just pivoted your perspective on alcohol that lets you have fun without it like taking over your life?
Oh, well, for those, it does. It makes it supposed to make you stop drinking, and I haven't read it. I'm just now, so.
Well, I mean, like Bert and Bart both have read it, and from what I can tell, y'all both still indulge.
Yeah, it's, for me, it was just a tweak more than mm-hmm. anything else. Like when I was going, I went all in. Mine was a discipline problem, and it has been for years. And what this book did to me was took away every excuse that I ever gave myself for getting as hammered as I did. So while I'm not done completely drinking, it's easy for me to stop at 2 now.
Yeah. And that's my goal here is to be able to have a glass of wine. And that suffices because I actually do. I don't, when I start, I'm drinking for like, I like the taste. I like the way it can, you know, accompany food and accentuate the food and et cetera. So for me, it's not about stopping completely. It's just like, after I have that first glass, I don't need to have the subsequent three more that make me a zombie the next day and not want to do anything.
I feel like you even bringing this up is the universe's way of reminding me that I'm not listening to myself.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, when I came in before and said that I was at the same point and I wanted to read the book as well, and then I think we were at the Burt's Big Adventure send-off when David from BBA literally gave me the book. I didn't even have to go out and seek it. And I was like, I know. That's the universe's way of telling me. And I just finished reading this book called Atomic Habits last Thursday. And I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the naked, this naked mind on my dresser like, you need to pick it up. Now is the time. And I haven't started yet. So the fact that we're talking about it now makes me feel like, okay, I get it. I need to start today, too.
Was Chateau Alain, was that the day, was the fundraiser the day that you're like, okay, that's it, no more. I feel like crap the next day.
No, it wasn't that. I mean, this has been, that was, it's even prior to that. And I think there's like this whole wine mom scene where it's like, and it's a running joke that, you know, moms have to drink in order to survive, and it's just, it's become more of a crutch. So when I get frustrated or when I get overwhelmed, instead of turning to a glass of wine, I need to find something else to turn to that is going to be healthier for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, this has been a long time coming, and hey, I'm proud to say it now. It took me a long time to get there, but I am 45. I'm going to be 46 next month. I'm going through perimenopause, and a friend sent me a link, and your body does not digest alcohol the way it used to. And it's so funny because my head is still in my 20s, but my body is most definitely in my 40s. And so the way my body reacts to alcohol is not the same that it used to. So I need to listen to my body and realize that I'm not going to have a hangover for one day. I'm going to have a hangover for multiple days. It affects how I function on the show. I mean, even if I have one glass of wine on a weekday, my brain is so cloudy the next day on air, and I am not functioning at the level that I should be, which makes me realize it's this is why I'm ready to read the book. I'm like, you know, you have a, when the older you get, you have this realization of how much time is left, right? And I'm like, I'm looking at my time that I have left. What level of a functioning person do I want to be?
What percentage are you at right now?
Yeah, we're lower than we need to be. So if I want to function at a high level, if I want to accomplish the things that I want to accomplish before I am no longer earthside, something's got to give.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, am I really getting that much enjoyment from my drunken escapades that is outweighing how I'm functioning the next day? And in my everyday life, I can say with certainty, absolutely not.
I think that the hangovers for me got so bad that it made me dislike the taste of alcohol, because now I don't even really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Although I never really enjoyed the taste of alcohol. It was always something to get me to be buzzed, to be honest with you, which is dysfunctional in itself. But that book just took away also not only the hangovers that last so long, just that little voice inside of my head that after the second drink that used to say, okay, are you going in tonight? Are we partying tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Or the other voice saying, okay, this is fine. You're fine where you're at and you'll feel good tomorrow. For most of my life, it was always giving in to the guy going, charge hard. And what this book does now is just gives me more of a louder voice for the one guy to go, you know what? We're good right now.
Yeah, I think a part of just learning balance is understanding that alcohol can still be fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to read this book and now think that alcohol never gets to be fun anymore. But I think you just will get, I think this is a great tool to be able to learn like where balance fits in your life. Like, when am I okay to be able to be knocked out for 4 hours the next day? Or when will it be worth it for me to have, you know, half a bottle of rosé? So I'd be interested to see what you guys learn from this book. And I feel like maybe you guys need to do like a little book club together.
I know,
go
right?
Go get brunch or something and talk about what you learned.
Yeah, you drink champagne.
Get some mimosas.
You guys should get hammered.
But here's the thing, like in your 20s, and that's like the different like mindset I'm in right now, at no point in time is it okay for me to be knocked out 4 hours the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a place now where that honestly is not an option for me. It's not something I want, because in order to be the best wife I can be, the best mom I can be, the best employee I can be, the best sister, the best daughter, the best friend, like something's got to give. And right now, as I'm examining my life, that is alcohol. And that, like, it's taken me to get to here to be like, now that I recognize that and I see that, I feel like I'm ready to read the book. Book club. Book club.
I'm with it. Because I think a part of me is afraid to read the book because I feel like I'm going to read it and still want to drink and then realize I got a real problem.
Maybe they'll write a sequel.
I might really need this motivation.
The more naked mind. I don't know how you can get more naked than naked, but all right.
The Bird Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.